Most of the Midwest will continue to experience a fine week of weather coming up. We'll expect the harvest of late season crops to advance relatively well across the region because of the absence of significant precipitation. Now, there'll be a couple of minor little disturbances that may produce a little bit of shower activity across the area every once in a while, but we're certainly not expecting in the next 7 days any kind of meaningful precipitation that would have a big impact on field work of any kind. There's still concern about water supply, spose, and river and stream flows in some locations, but for all practical purposes, the soil moisture situation across the eastern two-thirds of the Midwest is really not bad for this time of the year. And I certainly don't want to imply that everything's all well across the region, but really from a topsoil moisture perspective for mid-November, it's really not that far from normal in the eastern part of the region in particular. Now, in the western Corn Belt, that's a totally different story, and a lot of areas in the west are very dry and still need to see significant amounts of moisture to bring that profile back to where it should be, and we have a few months ahead of us here where that is going to be the big objective. The precipitation pattern here in the next 7 days is going to offer no help, though. In the second week of the two-week outlook, we have two waves of cooler air coming down across the region from Canada. And each one of these frontal boundaries that comes through will have an opportunity to produce a little bit of rain. But we do not expect the precipitation to be very significant. These fronts will be very fast moving, and so therefore the moisture totals that come with each one will be relatively low. I imagine that we could see a little slowdown in some of these events, or one of them at least. And if that happens, we could get a little more precipitation. But right now, we're certainly not going to let that be the guidance in our forecast. So the bottom line is that the second week will be a little wetter, but not necessarily big, heavy precipitation events for the majority of the region. The U.S. Delta and southeastern states will experience similar conditions. We don't expect any major soakings in those areas, but we'll get at least a little bit of precipitation increase in the second week of the forecast. And out across hard red winter wheat country, that's probably where the greatest debate is, at least as far as the forecast models is concerned. Last night, one of the older runs of the GFS forecast suggested that there would be a generalized rain event, in fact, two events back-to-back in hard red wheat country that would produce meaningful precipitation. Now, all that occurs in the period from the 26th through the 30th of November. Well, I don't buy into that, and apparently the most recent GFS model run has backed off of that as well, suggesting that we're going to see only a couple of frontal systems pass through the region and restricted amounts of precipitation. And that forecast is the one that we will follow most closely. I mention this only because there's probably some other meteorologists out there that may be trying to beef up the precipitation potential in hard red wheat country, and I just wanted to head off that discussion with a comment that we don't buy into the model forecast. The temperatures across the Midwest over this weekend will be moderating somewhat. Still generally a mild to cool pattern here to start with, but we'll get better as time moves on. Highs this afternoon being the 40s and 50s across the majority of the region. We'll look for high temperatures similar tomorrow. And as we move on into the first part of next week, we should get just a little bit warmer, some 50 and lower 60 degree temperatures expected in the southern parts of the region, and northern areas will see 40s and some lower 50s. And the low temperatures at night over these next several nights will still be rather chilly in the northwest part of the region, where we'll see some 20 degree readings occasionally, but most other areas across the Midwest will probably see 30s and lower 40s through a big part of the next 5 days. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.